The Afghanistan inquiry is still under investigation, but advocates are concerned about its secrecy after 4 years of being launched. Several organisations have written a letter to Justice Paul Brereton to release a report on the issue. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Director of the Australian Centre of International Justice, Rowan Araf, about the report and why it's important Australia be held accountable on this inquiry.
Could you please tell us a little bit more about the joint letter sent to Justice Brereton about the Afghanistan inquiry?
We started receiving some interesting feedback through media reports about whether or not the inquiry's report will be made public, whether or not it will be released in full, whether or not it will be released partially. So we looked into what are the laws that give rise to these kinds of inquiries, and how is it that we can try and advocate for the public release of the report. So our view is that Justice Brereton has some independence and powers according to the regulations that empower him to conduct this inquiry. And so this is really an appeal to him as the person that is leading this inquiry and has been for the last 4 years to release the report in the public interest. Those are some of the things that we say in this joint letter. And it includes over 20 organisations from Australia, from Afghanistan and from around the world, organisations that work primarily on international justice.
Now, could you please give us an overall background on this inquiry, and how long ago did the inquiry start?
The inquiry commenced in 2016 at the request of the Chief of the Defence Force because there were consistent and persistent rumours around allegations of violations of the laws of armed conflict or international humanitarian law by Australia's Special Forces in Afghanistan from the period of 2001 to 2015. So it's been going on for about 4 years now. At the beginning, you could say it was quite secretive, but of course, from really extensive media reports, we've been able to see some of these really horrific allegations and what they include. Killings of unlawful, killings of children and adults, cruel treatment of civilians, including of captured combatants. All of these, if proven to be true, are all violations of international humanitarian law that give rise to the commission of war crimes. So they're very serious allegations that are being investigated. And I think it's important for your listeners to understand that this inquiry that's being conducted by the Assistant Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force is an administrative process. They aren't criminal investigations. What we're expecting is that there will be referrals to the Australian Federal Police to conduct criminal investigations. In fact, we know that currently there are at least, what is publicly known, 3 separate alleged incidents of IHL violations that are being investigated by the Australian Federal Police. I should make it clear that IHL is international humanitarian law.
So you were talking about the government releases the report. What are you expecting from this report?
Like I suggested before, I think it's going to be an all-round inquiry into some of these allegations and rumours that have been surfacing for many, many years. You know, it's important to note, actually, that some of these rumours and allegations actually came from the Australian members of the Australian Defence Force themselves that supported and spoke out for accountability and really broke this code of silence. And that's to be commended, of course. So in addition to expecting an all-round inquiry into the rumours about these allegations, we're expecting, as I suggested before, that there will be referrals made to the Australian Federal Police. And at least that's something that we're very much interested in seeing through and monitoring the process of how those investigations and whether there are any eventual prosecutions, how they are conducted. We want to ensure that they are genuine and they are effective, because it's important to note that if they aren't, then we might. There is the potential that Australians may face the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
Now that you're saying that the criminal investigation, you know, you already said as well that the inquiry started in 2016 and it's been an ongoing investigation at the moment. Once the report and the inquiry is released, hopefully, do you believe that the Australian government will need to answer a lot of the questions on this matter?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of questions to answer. You know, some of the issues that it's really not within my expertise to go into, but there are a lot of commentary about this from people in the defence community is about the Special Forces, whether it needs to be disbanded because of the culture, because of the cultural environment, it's in. So I think it's important to for the Australian government and to engage really seriously with this inquiry and the report that's produced by it and the recommendations that, you know, will be made by Justice Brereton. I think it's an important opportunity really for the Australian public to engage with the inquiry. We think this is a matter of strong public interest, and we believe that Australians have a right to know about what was being conducted in their name. And so we, you know, would hope that this process, this letter that we've joined with many other organisations in Australia, Afghanistan and abroad, assists the public to understand a little bit more about the process and probably even what's to come, the criminal investigations and processes that will come, hopefully.
And that was Rowan Araf from the Australian Centre of International Justice speaking with Eduardo Jordan there.